this pet spider thing's getting out of hand, can you?
My pet spider.
Yeah.
Harold the Huntsman.
Yes, Harold.
Oh, so you've named him now?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, we've had many chats about Harold while the songs were on.
I don't
subject him to you.
Thank you, Steve.
I quietly just listen along, smile and nod.
I've had to name him because I've done my research, and Huntsmen live for approximately 2 years.
Yes.
So given that he moved in, probably 2 months ago now.
With bags.
We've got a long way to go together.
Turned up, moved in.
He did.
Everything she says about this spider gang.
Even my son last night said...
Oh, good, good. Lorc's always on my side. What did he say?
Well, he said, Mum, can we not talk about the spider every time I ring?
I want everyone to picture when your friend gets a new pet. You don't mind, to be honest. It's kind of, the dog or the cat or whatever.
Yeah.
It is different when it's a spider.
I've shown you the photos. He's a cutie.
Yeah, but you're like a crazy nanny. It's like if we had little kids and we sat them with you for an hour and you just told them all about the things that Harold the Spider's been doing when he moved in and how he follows me. Watch this, kids. He follows me down the hall.
He races me down the hall, or he was when he was living downstairs.
No, hang on. How did follow turn into a race?
Because I would walk in. This is legit. I would walk in the front door after I got home from work.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be there just above my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go, "G'day, Harold." And as I'd start to move, he would start to trot along the wall to the end of the wall where I would veer right, and he would just sort of hang. But that would happen every day. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? It's true. Stupid. And now he's moved upstairs. So
oh, my God.
I think he appreciates art because he keeps hanging around the prints on the stairwell.
To make you sound less crazy, say now he's gone upstairs. No. Not now he's moved upstairs.
It's
like he's got little bags and God knows he'd have a lot, wouldn't he?
He would.
With a spider.
Did I hear yesterday as well, Steve, that Tanya's playing another game with Harold as well?
Well, there's a few.
One of the favourite children's games.
Hide and seek.
Yeah. You've been hide and seek with Harold.
I know I need a dog, but I don't want to get one yet. My heart's still broken.
No, you don't need a dog. You need medication.
You need help.
No dog's going to help that.
And some fun
facts. You can have a dog and still have Harold.
Some fun facts.
Oh, mine hasn't stopped.
Huntsmen feed on cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
And as I do live in Hamilton and there's loads of restaurants.
Does he sit at the table with you?
No.
Eat your cockroach.
But I haven't seen a cockroach in months.
Okay.
Thank you, Harold.
There you go.
Growing mighty fine, my Harold.
Cats with rats.
Yeah.
Or mice. Harold
Huntsman
with cockroaches. It's lovely.
And other menacing spiders. That's why they call them huntsmen.
Yeah, okay.
Because they track down redbacks and funnel webs.
Oh, God, now he's wearing flannel. and has a furry hat. He's a huntsman.
Anyway, Luke, you can come over and play with him anytime you like.
You know what I'd like to give Harold? It's not the only thing I can give for you. I'd love to give Harold a voice.
So would I. Can you please be my Harold voice? Go on.
So Tanya's just walked in from a hard day at work.
I do. I open the door. I go, "Hey, Harold.
G'day, Tanya. How you going?
I love it.
How's your day? Hey, Tanya, race into the kitchen.
Let's go.
Wow.